Hey everyone, welcome to the Case by Casey podcast. I'm your host, Jethro Casey, and if you're a new listener, this podcast is all about uncovering the secrets to success, one case at a time. I'll be interviewing amazing guests to try and understand what it means to win and succeed in life. If you want to go faster, you go alone, but if you want to go further, we go together. So join me on trying to figure out the secrets to success.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night to whenever you're listening to this. I want to know, did you eat today? Was it pretty good? Did you have a good breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever time you're listening? Did you eat yesterday? Did you eat the past week? Did you eat the past month? And if you didn't eat the past month, I might be a little bit concerned. Do you plan on eating tomorrow? Jethro, why are we talking about eating? Of course I'm eating every day. Duh. And that's exactly the answer I want to hear. Because we always feed our body the nutrition that we need. And maybe even some of our diets aren't the best, but at least we're still feeding it, right? Because what happens if you weren't to feed your body? You'd be really sluggish, maybe even tired. And everybody loves eating. Everybody has a good time when they eat. A lot of people love eating to a fault and they maybe feed their bodies too much. And then there's the opposite spectrum where maybe you even love food, but you don't eat enough, right? And sometimes when we don't eat, it could even be seen as a badge of honor. I was just so focused that I forgot to eat, right? Or let's say I was just rushing throughout the morning and I just didn't eat. Isn't that crazy? So we find when we don't feed our bodies as kind of like a badge of honor. I was working so hard, I just forgot to eat. But the question that I want to ask is, if we're so focused on feeding our body, we're more than just our body, right? We're mind, body, and spirit. And today I want to focus on how often are we feeding our minds? And the reason why I came up with this idea for this episode is I've been thinking a lot about how we can improve as people. And I think we kind of complicate it as times. I know we kind of complicate it as times. But I think one of the biggest changes that we can make, and from my conversation so far with guests and just reading and trying to learn more, is that the most successful people focus on what they're actually feeding their mind. So what do you feed your mind? Are you is your food intake, your mind intake good or bad? Well, the goal for this podcast is after you listen to it, you'll be a bit more aware, and we'll go into some steps on how we do it. So let's say you were to sell your body. How much do you think you'd be worth, right? Say it's been like a tough week. Bills have been coming. Recession's about to hit. You got to cut off an arm. 20,000, right? Let's say, whatever the case may be. Your body only has a set amount of price. A heart's always going to cost however much a heart costs. A lung for a lung, right? But how about we were to sell your mind? How much do you think that would be worth? I think that is something that really depends on the person and the skill set that you have, or the mindset that you have. So let's imagine Elon Musk. His mind must be worth a lot. And the thing with, if you were to sell your mind, there's no set price. It's the price of what you make it. But to raise that price is, what's your intake? What are you putting into your mind? Because the only minds that are going to be worth the really high prices are the minds that have the right information. And a lot of people would say that the mind isn't that important, right? Let's say a lot of people have the attitude of, if I were just making X amount of money, I would be insert your positive word here, I'd be happier, I'd be skinnier, I'd be whatever. Oh, if I had this person's life, if I had this person's athletic ability, if I could sing like this person, yada, 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 right? These are all excuses because deep down, we all know that if you were to be in, let's say, that your favorite actor's position, your favorite YouTuber's position, your favorite business person's position, the reason why they're there is because of their mind, their experience. And that's not something you can just imitate. And I think a great example of this is when people win the lottery. When people win the lottery, let's say you get $100 million. But if you weren't the type of person who grinds to that $100 million, who understands what it takes to be somebody with that much money, what's going to happen? You're going to lose it because you never developed the skills that you were supposed to have with it. So how do we correctly feed our mind? Well, there's 5 different steps to feeding your mind correctly and how to continuously feed your mind. Because just in the way that you feed your body or you feed yourself physically by going to the gym, right? We also need to feed our mind. So these 5 steps are exposure, imitation, encouragement, repetition, and refinement. Exposure to me is, what are you letting your mind intake? Or who do you listen to? Or what are you listening to? And this is super important because exposure is kind of, or is, if you ever heard the term, we're a product of our environment. So what we are exposed to is kind of what we become. And there's a quote here, "Be not deceived. Bad companions corrupt good morals." So let's say you were to be a person who is on the path to success, is morally strong, you are doing all the right things, which I'm sure you are, but let's say you be put around people who were morally corrupt, people who were doing all the wrong things, people who weren't committed to success. Most people would end up folding under the pressure and conforming to the group. So who do you listen to, or what are you listening to? Because what we put into our minds ends up in the real world. If you think negative, you start to even feel negative. Your body, you start to slouch your shoulders, walk with your head down. And I think this also starts with consciousness. Are you aware? When you're walking outside, just look how people are walking. You could literally tell by their body language if they're confident, happy, having a good day, bad day. But what are they feeding their mind? Are you someone who listens to sad music all the time and then wondering why you're always sad? Are you someone who's always watching drama and then drama is always up in your life? Or are you someone who's constantly learning and listening to people who are learners and you feel as if you're growing and learning at such a crazy rate? The next one's imitation. Fake it till you make it, right? That's something that we hear a lot. And I think there's a lot of truth to it. I think faking it till you make it is valuable. And that's something I was able to do. But I don't think it's faking it till you make it. I think it's acting like the person who's just is that person. And what do I mean by that? I think by acting confident, doing things that a confident person would do, and it's not fake because you're actually doing it and you believe eventually that you're going to be that person. So for me, for example, my goal in college was to be more outgoing, make more friends, be more of a people person. And I wasn't really sure how I was going to do that at first, but I decided the first thing I could do was acting like a people person. And to me, that was introducing myself to a lot of people, being the first one to have a conversation, being the conversation starter. And as a freshman, I wasn't really good at talking to people. I was really nervous. But what I realized is that when you're quote unquote faking it until you're making it, people really can't tell. And if people do tell, that's not really why I worry about that, because you're trying to be the person who you want to be. And also, this goes back to what are you listening to or who do you listen to? Because if you're imitating the wrong people, if you're around that group with the bad morals and the people who aren't focused on success, you're going to start imitating the wrong habits. So make sure you're around the people who are most conducive to your success. The next one's encouragement. And this is also a lot about self-encouragement. And just like going back to imitation, is who do you surround yourself with? Are the people in your circle encouraging you? Or are they trying to bring you down? Are they trying to build you up? Or are they trying to pull you down to their level? Are they happy when you win? Or are they sad? And encouragement also comes back to, do you encourage yourself? I think a lot of people make the mistake of taking their words lightly. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's say you were to do bad on a test. I'm just stupid. Or if you were to make a mistake, spill a coffee. Oh, I'm so stupid. This always happens, right? And these slight little things that we might not be aware of. But would you talk to your friends like that? Is that really how you should talk to yourself? Shouldn't you be your biggest fan? So let's start encouraging ourselves. When we make a mistake, spill that coffee, laugh it off. Half glass, half full, right? I spilled my coffee, but hey, at least I'm able to spill the coffee. And to be honest, this is a point that I'm not even at, but I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to be the person who, when everything's going wrong in life, that I could think about everything that's gone right. When I feel like I don't know which direction I should be going in, is that I could always remember that I figured it out in the past, and that if I could figure it out in the past, how can I figure it out in the future with all these new experiences, with how cool my future self's going to be, how much more smarter. So I think positivity is a great way to promote generosity. And I've said that before in the podcast, and you also need to be generous to yourself. The next step is repetition. And for me, repetition's all about discipline. And discipline comes down to doing the thing that you know you should be doing, but you don't feel like doing it. So for me, for example, that could be going to the gym. Or for you, for example, that could be going to the gym. That could be reading that book. And I think the thing that we get wrong about discipline is that it's not something that's bad for you. It's something that's good for you because you're actually helping your future self out. It's sacrificing the present pleasures to realize your future fantasies, your future dreams, your future successes. And I think the key to discipline is understanding that if you don't pay the price now, you're going to pay the price in the future. And it's not really even paying the price now, it's paying yourself in the future. Paying the right price, I would say. And then the last step is refinement. And I think refinement is all about thinking. I think it's thinking about the processes over and over that we have. Thinking about this exposure step, this who or what do you listen to? What are you intaking? Thinking about how can I imitate the people or the person that I want to be? Thinking about how can I be more positive? Was I positive today? Was I positive yesterday? How can I be positive tomorrow? And thinking about where am I being disciplined? Am I getting my reps in? Do I need to do more reps? Am I doing too much in this spot and not enough in this spot? And I can't tell you what these are for you, but I can tell you that if you concentrate on your exposure, your imitation, your encouragement, your repetition, and your refinement, that you'll start to feed your mind better. Your mind acts on what you feed it. You become what you think about most of the time. A quote by Earl Nightingale. Think negative, you receive negative. Think positive, you receive positive. And we're in the 21st century now, where we have this unlimited knowledge. Think about it. You could literally learn anything you want on YouTube. There's so much free information. And once you begin to realize what's available to you, it's what's holding you back. And the answer is, it's just yourself. You can blame all these other people. You can blame your friends. You can blame the people who didn't help you, the people who didn't support you. But what is that doing? That's just building that negative side. That's the negative. You're feeding your mind negativity. And what most people will do, or what most people will say, is that I'm not sure if I have the time to commit to this. And what do I mean? Well, with all this unlimited knowledge, the rule is that we should now all live by is when you're moving, you listen. And when you're seated, you read. And we do this because rather than think about when you're in your car or when you're walking or going somewhere, most of us are listening to music. And I love music. I'm an avid music listener. But even listening to the types of music can affect you, as I said before. Listening to positive music is feeding your mind positivity. But aside from music, you could be listening, you could be using that time to listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook, listen to something that you're interested, that you want to learn in. And while entertainment's awesome, is that the thing that's bringing you towards your goal? And it's a tough sacrifice. I know. But if you're willing to sacrifice the entertainment for your future growth, I'm sure you'd be happier with the person you are in the future. And I'm not attacking entertainment. I just want you to kind of think about what you think about. And a good way to do that is to listen to people who have already thought about all the things that you're thinking about. And there's two forms of that, through podcast, through audio, or you could read about the people who've accomplished what you've accomplished or what you want to accomplish. Read about the people who've already done it, because that just expedites your process. And what these three things do is that it helps you build optimism, it educates you, and it sets your mindset up for the future. And you may not even enjoy reading books right now or listening to audiobooks or podcasts, but after a while, you start to enjoy it. After a while, you start to learn from it. And after a while, just be so subconscious that you're just taking action. You're just unconsciously positive. But why most people won't do this is that they feel that they have no time. Well, we have 168 hours in a week. Let's say you're sleeping 8 hours a day. That's 56 hours of sleep. Let's say you're working 40 hours a week. With all that, you have 72 hours of free time to decide what you want to do. Let's take out a little bit for commuting, right? Let's say you have a big, we'll say 60 hours a week to decide what you want to do. 60 hours a week. That's a lot of time, and I could even be using my time better. So just think about how much time you really have in a day. Look at your screen time. See how much time you spend on your phone. And I spend a lot of time on my phone. That's something I'm trying to reduce. But let's just start to think about what we think about. And your rewards in life are due more to your behavior than your birth. And your behavior is tremendously influenced by your associates, people who you surround yourself with. So rather than having this idea of I don't have any time and associating yourself with that idea, let's remove that victim mindset to a victor mindset, where it's not that you don't have the time. You just aren't making the time yet, but you will. We do what we have to do, and we do what we want to do. But if we will make the time for what we should do, which is read, learn, listen, we will quickly realize that the list of things we have to do will shrink. And here's what successful people and leaders do. I was reading this book, See You at the Top, and it talks about how one of the largest distributors in Canada, their general managers told them that the 17 of the top 19 salespeople, including his top 11, listened every day to motivational and sales training recordings. And the manager made sure to emphasize that they don't listen because they are the best. They are the best because they listen. And I tell you this because leaders are readers. People who listen to the most successful, the most motivational people out there, they just end up becoming those type of people. And the drive that takes men and women to the top is a drive that thrives on constant nourishment and reinforcement. People who reach the pinnacle of success in their profession, in their lives, recognize that there's actually plenty of room at the top, because if you think about it, most people give up. Most people, once it gets hard, just stop. And an interesting stat is that after, I believe, 20 episodes, 50 or 90% of people stop podcasting in general. And that's only 20 episodes. And since there's plenty of room at the top, they also understand that the mind, like the body, must be nourished completely. They know that it's regularly important to feed their bodies and their mind, and that the nourishment must not only be mental, but physical and spiritual as well. And if you enjoyed this episode, maybe I'll do another episode about how to improve physically or spiritually, or I'll bring on a guest to talk about those things. So thank you for listening, and hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Case by Case. If you enjoyed this conversation, make sure to drop a like, follow, or rate on whatever platform you're listening on. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. So if you want to help others prepare for their path to success, don't forget to share this episode on social media so we can reach success together.